So we're looking at Parshas Vayetzar, which of course is the wedding of Yitzchak and Rivka. If you're every kindergarten does a has a wedding this week, and I feel very cute with the little kids. But the way it's described in the Parsha is by Aviyah Yitzchak Ohola Sarah Imo, that Yitzchak brings her, that's Rivka, to the tent of Sarah, his mother, by Kachet Rivka, and he takes Rivka, Vatilo Lisha, and she becomes his wife, and he loves her. And Yitzchak is consoled after the death of his mother. And Tziv makes a point about the pasuk that it says that Rivka, she's his wife, and he loves her, and Vayavea, that just because it says that she becomes his wife, ain't hochacha she'ava. It's not proof that he loves her at all. Which is sounds like a funny kind of comment. Like the fact they get married doesn't mean they actually like each other, but it's I think, and I want to look at a little bit what the Torah's point is, and let's see if the Emek Davar kind of unfolds. What's this point about this love here? So, VV, let's edit that. So, I have one there. Okay, so the couple's first date is out in the field. How do they meet? Right. Eved Avraham goes, negotiates with Rivka's family, brings her back, and it describes the end of the parasha, describes the meeting. Yitzchak bo mivo be'er l'chayroi. And Yitzchak was coming from the approach to the well of l'chayroi, the living vision. Hu yoshev be'eretz ha'negev, and he was living in the Negev. Yitzchak and Yitzchak went out lasuach basadeh. Let's see what that means. I'll lift no erev in the evening. Enav, and he lifts his eye. Ba'im, and he looks with his eyes and he sees camels are coming. And Rivka lifts up her eyes, looks out. Yitzchak, and she sees Yitzchak out in the field. Me'agamal, and she literally falls off the camel. She gets off the camel. And he asks Eved Avraham, who is this man who's coming toward us in the field to greet us? And the man says, my master, this is Yitzchak. And she takes her veil and covers herself. And then we have the point where they are married. That's when they meet each other. So the question is, what is Lasuach Basadeh? I'd say Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh. What does that mean? And we've seen that root, this sin of chet root before in creation. And it was before any growth of the fields, right? Had existed in the land, and the grass had not bloomed. Was gonna ha had not brought rain, Allah in the land, but there was no human being to work the land. There was no growth, no plants on the ground. Or similarly, when Hagar and Ishmael are kicked out of Abram and Sarah's home, and they get lost, and the water was finished from their canteen, and she cast the child underneath one of the plants. The brush, siach means plants. So siach hasadeh is the plants in the field. So the Chizkuni says that the pshat is Yitzchak was going to go sow his fields, right? It's Yitzchak lasuach basadeh. Lasuach basadeh means like siach hasadeh, plants in the field. He's going to go plant in the fields. They wrote Inyan and Po'alav and go see how his workers were doing. He went out to his fields to work. Which is makes sense. It's fine because unlike his father and his son, Yitzchak was a farmer. Avram was a shepherd, and Yitzhak throughout his story in Torah was a farmer. We have it later in this week's parsha, and now the Toldot rather. He's really Yitzhak be'eretz ahi rather, and Yitzhak planted in that year. And he made 100 foot, and it grew, and the land produced that year 100 times what he had sown. Hashem, God blessed him. He was a very successful farmer.
At the end, when he wants food from the Yaakov and Esav, does it say anything there that he was a farmer?
Does not mention that specifically. No.
Oh, okay.
It's just this is before that, and when he's living in Eretz
It
Plishtim.
doesn't say that, you know, why he liked Esav because he was a farmer,
No, because Esav was a hunter.
a
He decided
hunter.
to be. He's not a farmer.
Oh, a hunter, right. Okay.
Not the same thing. Right. I mean, you could talk about what does that mean, because Cain was a farmer as opposed to Hevel was, but here it just the fact that he's a farmer. So he's Lasuach was said, that's what he does. He's going out into the fields. The question is, why is the Torah bother telling us that, right? The Torah never does that. Tanakh never sets the scene, right? Torah never spends the time telling us where they're coming from. Here we have, he's bo mi bo be'er, he's coming from the oasis of L'chairoi, telling us where they live, right? Here it tells us who Yoshe Be'eretz HaNegev. That's just all superfluous. That's far more detail than we get in Tanakh, right? Why is he going, Lasuach Basadeh? He's going to go plant in his fields, right? He's going to meet Rivka. Rivka's there. Yitzchak's there. They see each other. Now,
Okay.
the Torah is notoriously laconic. Okay, have you heard of Eric Auerbach,
No.
who is a German Jewish literary scholar born in 1890 something? Who has just fascinating story. He moves to Turkey to escape the Nazis, which is not my first place where you think to move, but he lives in Istanbul and he's a professor there, and he writes this
Wow.
work called Mimesis in University of Istanbul. And it's all about literary comparing Greek literature to Tanakh. Ends up, in the 50s, ends up at Yale, ends up a professor there.
Wow.
Don't think of the University of Istanbul as a center of Western literary analysis, but there he was. But his most famous work is this book called Mimesis, The Portrayal of Reality in Literature. It's comparing Tanakh to the Homeric Greek classics, to the Iliad and the Odyssey.
What
And he
does
believes this.
mimesis mean? Something about
Imitating.
memory? Oh,
No,
imitating.
imitating, imitating. The
Okay.
representation of reality in literature. We use the word mimetic a lot in terms of teaching. Torah Timecha is mimetic. I do that which my parents did. That's where tradition works. But this is look how it's represented in literature. So he's looking at this. He's specifically looking at the Torah, looking at Tanakh in general, and now he's looking at the Akedah. Okay, and in his discussion, we now turn to the other person in the dialogue, and the Akedah, we turn to Abraham. Where is he? We don't know. You have the scene. God tells Abraham where he is actually, whether Beersheba or elsewhere, whether indoors, the open air, is not stated. It's not interest in narrator. The reader is not informed. And what Abraham was doing when God called to him is left in the same obscurity. To realize the difference, consider Hermes visits Calypso in the Iliad. Okay, same. God visits a person, for example, and the Iliad spends line after line giving every possible detail of where everybody is, what they look like, what they're doing. Homer loves describing everybody. For example, where command during arrival and reception of the visitor, situation, occupation of the person visited, are set forth in many verses. Even on occasion when gods appear suddenly and briefly, whether to help in their favors or to deceive and destroy some mortal whom they hate, their bodily forms, use the manner of their coming, going, given in detail. Greeks love it. Everything is, and what he says is always in the foreground. Tanakh, everything is a background. Be difficult then to imagine styles more contrasted than those of these two equally ancient, equally epic texts. On one hand, externalized uniformly illuminated phenomena, a definite time and a definite place, connected together without lacunae, without any gaps, in perpetual foreground. That's Homer. Every detail you can imagine, it's there. You never have to think about what everyone's thinking, thoughts and feelings completely expressed. Events taking place in a leisurely fashion with very little suspense. On the other hand, the externalization, other hand, meaning looking at Tanakh, the externalization of only so much of the phenomena as is necessary for the purpose of the narrative, while else left in obscurity. Decisive points of the narrative alone are emphasized. What lies between is non-existent. Time and place are undefined, call for interpretation. Right, that's all we do is look at the Torah and try to figure out what goes in the gaps. It's all gaps. Thoughts and feelings remain unexpressed and only suggested by silence and fragmentary speeches, all permeated with most unrelieved suspense and directed toward a single goal, and to the extent far more of a unity, it remains mysterious and fraught with background. Okay, that's Tanakh. We never know these things. So what's the Torah doing here? Telling us that Yitzchak is outstanding in his field. Okay, obligatory pun there, right? Nesuach b'sadeh, why? The Chazal, followed by Rashi, most of the Mefarshim, say we're misinterpreting the word lasuach. Nothing to do with planting. Right, sinchet appears later in Tanakh and in modern Hebrew, with a completely different meaning. Oh, that should be two things. Yeah. For instance, Tehillim, ma'ahavti Torah, how I love your Torah, kol hayom hi sichati, all day it is my sicha. In modern Hebrew, conversation. That's what I talk about. Or Iyov. When Bildad is complaining, you, Eov, are going to nullify any sense of awe of God. Tigras sicha, you're taking away sicha, speaking, prayer, talking to God. So Rashi says, Lasuach, Lasuach basadeh is lashon tefillah. That's how you talk, right? It's a conversation, specifically conversation with God. That's what a sicha is.
This is how we get mincha from Yitzchak or something.
Yes, right. So he is lasuach basdel lifnot erev. He is going out to lasachot, to converse in the fields at evening time. That's field mincha. So right, that is like again lasuach. He is going out lasuach basdel to pray in the fields. And another example in Tehillim Kufbet, you know, yishpoch sichi. Sicha, right? He pours out forth his sicha, his tefillah. So you read the story is Yitzhak is out there, out in the fields praying. So he went to Be'er Lachai Ro'i. What is Be'er Lachai Ro'i? Does that sound familiar?
No.
It's the place, it's the place of revelation of his stepmother, of Hagar. When Hagar is kicked out by Sarah the first time, when she's pregnant, she ends up at an oasis. An angel finds Hagar at a well in the wilderness. Sure, on this well that's on the way to Shur, on the way to Egypt. And the Malach talks to her and tells her, go back to Sarah, you will have a child, you'll have Ishmael, he will be a great nation. But ata kel roi.
So it's not place unless it says Al Kain Kara.
Right, she hasn't called that, right? This is destiny. She calls Hashem, who says, you are the God who I've seen. I had this experience of a Malach here. You, O God, are the God I've seen. I have seen it here after I've seen it before. This I had a vision of God. Al Kain Kara Be'er, Be'er Lachai Ro'i. Therefore, she called this well, this oasis in the wilderness, the well of Lachai Ro'i, the living one who has been seen. It's on the way between these two cities, wherever they are.
So who's the sub who's the he Alcantara he called?
She. It's
Oh,
Hagar.
she. Oh.
Or Akara is, therefore it was called. But
Oh.
the Hagar has seen this call. My name is Lachai. And Yitzhak goes there. He's coming from Be'er Lachai
Okay.
Ro'i. Lesuach Basadeh.
Well, so he's going where Hagar got the message that Ishmael's going to be a great
Right.
nation.
Right.
That's where he's going.
That's where he's going. And then Tzid points out he's not davening in Beersheba, which is where Avraham davens. That's where they're living right now. They're living in Beersheba. He's gone out to Be'er Lachai Ro'i. Right? Now they're living in Beersheba. And specifically about Beersheba is, it says about that last week's parasha, Vayita Eshel Beersheba. Okay?
Avraham did.
Avraham plants an Eshel. What's an Eshel?
The oak? No.
Literally, yeah, it's come country, but it's. Did I not quote that? Yeah, I can put it over here. An Eshel, it was a Rav Shmuel Chadamar Pardes, Lavimimeter Perot Lorchim Basuda. Right? It was an orchard, not just an oak, but an orchard where he could provide for food for his guests. Chadamar Pundak, it was an inn, Lachsanya for guests. Okay, the Eshel is where Avram entertained his guests. Eshel Beersheba, b'shem Hashem Kelalam. And that's where he called out in the name of God. Avram called out the name of God in the Eshel, where he is entertaining his guests. And then
Okay.
Vayigar Avraham Be'er Plishtim Yerabim, and Avram dwelt there in this Beersheba in the land of Plishtim for many years. And that's where this story plays. So the Emet contrasts that is what Yaakov is doing. Yaakov is going out, well, so saying he's calling you by Kravashem Hashem, but it's not in the Eshel.
You
Okay,
mean
this is
Yitzchak? No?
Yitzchak is not there. Avram is there, Yitzchak is not.
Yeah,
So
I
when
said
Yitzchak,
Yaakov, I think.
I
Okay.
did sorry,
Oh,
Yitzchak. Yaakov is not born yet. This
okay.
is Yitzchak. They see Berakatuv, Torah telling us, ki im hamichim mitzad geber yitbarach. That God's preparing things, right? Yitziv sees all of this as all setting up the story of Yitzchak and Rivka, right? Yitzchak Hashem made the cause it she Yivka Yitzchak and Rivka baderach. That Yitzchak and Rivka were to meet along the way. Kadosh Baruch Hu Siviv, Hashem made it so. She Yitzchak ba ba'oto et. It was coming at the time mibo be'er l'chai ro'i. He's coming from this. The oasis of Lachairoi, Shaya lo az makom yuchad, that was his place, the tefillah, yihitbodedut. Pray and to be alone, to meditate. Al be'er shenira hamalach, that was a holy place. And who yoshev be'eretz ha-negev, it tells us that he was dwelling in eretz ha-negev, which is where his father was. Afgav she'az hayadar im Avraham be'er sheva, be'eretz ha-negev, he's living with Avraham. Still, that's not where he was. He was actually north of there at that moment. Rivka, who Avraham, so he met them on the way as opposed to when they all came.
What is
So
the Hutzilam La Avraham?
that Yitzchak meets Eliezer and Rivka coming before they get to Avraham. So Avraham sent him on
Oh.
this mission. So you expect him all again to back Beersheba. And Avraham, tells the Eved, good job, we like her. Says, Yitzchak, I want to meet this girl. I think you should marry her. But that's not what happens. Yitzchak meets her first
Oh.
before coming back to Avraham. And meets
Avram's
a.
still alive, yeah.
Yeah, Avram's dad's still alive. Avram is alive until the twins are 15. Avram was who sent Eved Avraham to go find a wife for his son.
Oh, and the son is coming back, and he meets him before Avraham does. He
Right.
meets her.
Beforehand. And that he meets her, they see each other, and they decide they can get married, which is good. But the Nativ focus on this coincidence that leads to Rivka encountering Yitzchak there. But I'm going to focus on the other side of it, that Be'er Lachayru is in the middle of nowhere. All right? She's run away from the city. Hagar has run away to the middle of the wilderness. And specifically, Yitzchak is praying in a place, this place of tefillah v'hitbodedut, of being alone. Avram prays in the Isha with everybody else. Right? He prays through Chesed while interacting with other people. Yitzchak serves Hashem in solitude. And both are ways of serving Hashem, but they're very different. Yitzchak is not going to Lasuach in the Eishah where everybody else is. He's going to be on his own, by himself. That's Yitzchak. Gemara famously talks about how each of the Avot treated their tefillah.
So
Amar
no
Tshuva.
minion, no concept of a minion yet.
That's correct. That's correct. They wouldn't, since their grand total at this point of two Jews, they wouldn't have that.
Well, he had all the souls that Abraham.
Right. So Abraham is there with everybody else. Yitzchak never has everybody else. He's alone
Yeah.
here. This is Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer. My dechtiv, right? I mean, Yeshaya says in the future. Who amim rabim ramu lechuv al har Hashem el beit Yaakov el beit Elokei Yaakov, right? When all the nations will come and they say, let's go to the mountain of God, to the house of the God of Yaakov. And the Gemara asked, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Abraham, Yitzchak, why Yaakov? What is Yaakov? And the answer is Ella, that they're going to look at serving Hashem. Loka Abraham shekatov har. Abraham looked at where he served Hashem as on a har. It says, Bahar Hashem, that's where he is a vision of God. Look, Yitzchak, and not like Yitzchak, it says in our pasuk, out in the fields, alone, not in public view. Ella, but he's going to say that in the future, we're going to look at Ella Yaakov Shenikro Bayit. They're going to serve Hashem in a bayit, and we'll talk about what that means. It says, right, Kratshe Makum Betel. That's the okay. But the Netziv says that Sadeh is what Yitzchak, it specifically says what he was praying for. He was Lasuach Basadeh. Again, this is all from the Emek Dabar and the Netziv, right?
But it's not our model today for prayer, because today we have you need the minion idea,
Right,
no?
you do. And you absolutely not. This is not our model for prayer, right? The Surah Pasadeh, we'll talk about that. We don't go out in the fields, right? We do have the
Yeah.
bayit. We're bringing people together.
But he doesn't say Avraham, he says Yaakov is that model, right?
Right.
Yaakov.
Yaakov is the bayit.
Okay.
Abraham is out in the mountaintop. Yitzchak is in the Sadeh. And Yaakov is in the bayit.
Okay.
And that Gemara there needs a lot of unpacking. Now we're going to focus on Yitzchak. Basuach basadeh, and says, Shuhaya, right? That's what Basuach basadeh
Oh, there it is.
is
Yeah.
explicitly, and that's why it's not Erev, it's in the evening. Okay, in a perish basadeh, kamashma. You can't say literally basadeh means in the field. Sharia, asur litpalel basadeh. You can daven outside. This is kind of bringing the modern halacha into Yitzchak's time. Look at this, he
Yeah.
says, Gemara brachot. That I Hashem says I am disgusted people who are praying out in the open in a literally open valley. You should go stand next to if you're outside. You should stand next to a tree, be inside, not in the open field. But Itav Masecha Pesachim, Rosh Perak Ha'isha. But it's like the Gemara we just quoted in Pesachim that Basadeh I know Har Moriah. That this is talking about,
Oh.
right? That just like Abraham is the Har Moriah, Sadeh here is Har Moriah, the Bayit also, Beit El is also Har Moriah.
But that's pretty far from
It is.
Beersheba.
So hold that thought. That's exactly right. He's going to point that out. We're going to take this serious a bit literally. That was his place of davening. Shekaro Sadeh. He calls it Sadeh. Ein hakavana, Shei Yitzchak omed az b'Har Moriah. Right?
Oh.
We don't mean he's standing in Har Moriah. He's in Bechel Ari, which is just north of Beersheba. Ella hayu mitpalel, he was davening ve'enovali bo hayelitzad ha'maria. He was praying to
Oh,
Yerushalayim. metaphorically. It wasn't Yerushalayim at that point, obviously. It was he was that was that he was focusing on the Beit Mikdash for Mala at that word. That's what it means that he was davening at Har Merdad, but and he called that the Sadeh, the field. Why? Because he Pilel other Parnasa. He's a farmer. He is Surah Basadeh mean about the Sadeh, about the fields.
Oh.
Okay, his tefillah is, God, I need to my crops to grow. I need to make a living. That's what tefillah is. It's not just about praising God. Okay. He's min Hashem ufana, botasha et ishto, and that's the moment. As he's in the middle of tefillah, praying for his parnasa, his wife appears. And he lifts up his eyes, and there she is. So Lasuach Basadeh means there to pray about the field. Not necessarily in the field, because tefillah isn't just some abstract praise of Hashem. It means acknowledging limitations and asking God for our needs. That's what tefillah is all about. And he makes the Musar point that he's davening specifically for Parnassah because he needs to be earning a living before he gets married.
Where did it say a nace?
A nace?
No, you didn't say that.
Didn't say that. No.
Oh, that tefillah is asking for what you need.
You need, right? Asking Hashem for what we need. That's what tefillah is, and realizing that and he's wants to. He needs a parnasa. He needs his fields growing before he can get married. He knows that his father's
Ah,
sent
before
off
he could
there.
get
You
married.
need to have a job before you get married. That's a Musar point. Okay, I tell my kids that. And the Gemara makes that point as well when it talks about when they send home people from the army. They say, well, if you've just planted a field, or if you've just built a house, just married a wife, you can go home. You're not drafted.
Here you need an apartment before you could get married.
Okay, so the
Im
Gemara,
ein
Tanur Abana.
dira, im ein dira, ein chatuna.
Ah, there you go. That's what it says. Because the order in the pasuk is Asher Bana, someone who's built a house, Asher Natau, planted the vineyard, Asher Eras, or was engaged to a woman. Zimda Torah Derech Eretz. The Torahs tell you Derech Eretz, the way things work. So you better Adam buy it. First, you need to get your dira, Bita Kerem, need to have a job, Bakarkach Isa Isha, and afterwards you can get married. That's Derech Eretz. Avshalom Amar, this is from Mishlei. Get your work set outside of it, and prepare what you need in the fields. And afterwards, you can get you establish your household. So that's what Yitzchak is doing. He's davening. He wants to get married. He's davening for Parnassah. He's deep in prayer, and Rivka sees him for the first time. And she's impressed. Right, she comes upon this guy who is, he's Yitzhak Avinu. He's one who's offering that Keda. Batisa she sees him out there in the outside. Mravuna, Safat, she saw she adosh she saw her his hands raised in prayers. Amra vaday adam gadolhu. This is a great man. He's a holy man. Lakach. Shala Allah, that's why she asked the Eved, who is this that we're approaching? As again, the Tziv says, but she sees him, but Odo Omed, he's standing there with Palel. And he's davening Vahiya Az Kamalach Elokim. Looked like an angel. Noramah is awesome. He had that spiritual, he had that holiness around him as he occurs. So let me hang there.
Gesher Haziv is. There were rockets flying.
Where?
I don't know,
Just now?
Gesher Haziv. Up north. You hear it? Nahariya?
Really?
Okay.
I know there was
Doesn't
a
say
was injured in Carmel this
Carmiel.
morning.
Oh, Carmiel had this morning?
Evidently, yeah, we talked to Davida.
We had two yesterday, which for Telmund is so shocking.
In Telmont,
Yeah,
or not
one in
to
the morning, about 9 in the morning and 9 at night. Frame the day. Okay. Ish gadol, you think it meant a tall, big guy,
No,
or
a
ish,
great,
or
holy, right? Kamalach
oh.
Elokim. That's the Nesipus. Kamalach Elokim Naramaod. Angelic. She sees him as he's in tefillah, he's in prayer, L'suach Basadeh. And so the text is telling us what Yaakov is doing in this time. So that Rivka encounters him an incredibly holy state and sees him in the distance. So the Nesiv says that that initial meeting set the tone for their marriage. That Rivka is going to treat Yaakov Yitzchak with aura, like he was saying. Okay, that leads to all the stories in Parsha Toldot.
Well, she tricks him.
Yes.
I mean,
Right, but and so he's going to say that. I mean, Torah is going to say that, and now everyone would say that there was a lack of communication there.
right.
That's what that.
Love, but there was love.
Okay, that's why I'm going to hold on to that. That. Okay, but this is the way that she puts it. Me'ez v'hala, from that moment on, nivka b'liba pachad. She has this fear in her heart. Lo ta'im Yitzchak, k'mo Sarah im Abraham, Rachel im Yaakov. So she doesn't have a relationship with Yitzchak, the way Sarah had with Abraham, and where they risk Rachel had with Yaakov. Asher b'yot lehem ezek feda alehem, because those we really saw both by Sarah and Rachel, if they had some kind of issue with their husbands, daber. They were not reticent about talking harshly to their husbands.
Oh.
Right? So it tells Abraham, you got to kick the kid out, Ishmael out, you can't hire out. Rachel comes to Yaakov and says, I don't have any children. You need to pray for me. This is not fair. Look, take my maidservant. That's in came Rivka. Rivka will not confront Yitzchak.
Oh.
Kozak the Matla Sibor, Shiavo, Prasha told us. So this is the introduction. After this, her sense of how holy Yitzchak is. This is the man she initially meets, who's deep in prayer. And that's the introduction to the stories in next week's parsha. Yitzchak for Rivka muklokim b'dayot. They had different opinions. Mikol makom, still lo matza Rivka lev la'amida Yitzchak adata. That Rivka did not confront Yitzchak about her opinions, devrim nochachim, and any kind of conflict. Even though she knew that Esav was just fooling Yitzchak, that he's not as good as Yitzchak seemed to think, she's not confront him. So to the brachot, she's not going to confront Yitzchak directly. She's going to kind of do this back around, address Yaakov up. And then Tziv will say that this was all part of Hashem's plan. He wanted Yaakov to get the brachot this way. As Yitzchak will explain in the next week's parsha. Yulu haita. Doesn't need to abbreviate everything. Yulu haita Rivka im Ishak, Mosara Rachel im Anashaham. And if Rivka was treated her husband the way Sarah and Rachel treated their husbands, Leah Magia's B'da, often things would not have worked out that way. So this is all God's plan. Divine providence from the very beginning. Rivka was gonna meet Yitzchak in a way that she is just in awe of him. And then things afterwards would happen the way God intended.
So her going behind his back is a sign of respecting him.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily, I'm not going to put it quite
No, I
that way.
mean, it's a positive, it's
It's
like,
a positive way. Now, I actually don't agree with the Emek Dabra. I'm going to bring this here. I don't
oh.
agree with the Emek Dabra about being planned, that the brachot had to be this way, that there's no way they could have worked it out. And I'm not clear that they
Oh.
never talked about it. But I do agree that that's what happened. Is that what happened is that Rivka meets Yitzchak in this way, and he's clearly a holy man who's completely otherworldly. That Rivka treats him that way. And he needs his tefillah to do it. He needs to be by himself. So I don't know if there was pachad and sense of fear. I think there was awe there and respect that, okay, he needs his own space and he's not a worldly person.
Yitzchak.
Yes, and definitely the word Pachad Yitzchak. Yaakov told uses that term about his father. Hashem's
Yeah.
Pachad Yitzchak. But and I wouldn't call that, I don't think it's fear, like in the Metziva is saying. She wasn't afraid to talk to him, but realized that he was a particularly spiritual who served Hashem not through other people, but by but he needed his bodhidut. And I think that it, I think as opposed to what Hashem wanted, I think it ended up in a tragedy because they didn't communicate in there, but at least it was there, that way there was mutual respect.
What
But
was
I
the
think
tragedy?
the fact that Yaakov ends up taking that, and
Himself?
Esau feels left out, and then Yaakov has
Oh.
to run away for 22 years, and
Oh.
Rivka dies without ever seeing Yaakov again.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, that's the end of the Parshat Toldot. I don't think that's that is, but Hashem wanted that. We could have worked the brachot in some other way, but that's that this relationship of Yitzchak and Rivka was one of awe rather than. Not so much chesed there, but it still had the ahava, and we know that they acted as husband and wife. Rather than this week's part, that's in next week's part in Toldot, that when they're living in land of Plishtim, and Abimelech is spying on them, which is its own story. After they spent some time there, Abimelech, and Abimelech, the king of Plishtim, is looking through the window. And he sees Yitzchak mitzachek et Rivka ishto. And Yitzchak is mitzachek with Rivka. Whatever that means, it clearly is they're acting as husband and wife. They do have a relationship. But they say that Rivka is respecting Yitzchak's otherworldliness. And she doesn't expect him to understand an Esau, but she feels she needs to act on her own. But it's still a relationship of vayavah, it's still a relationship of love, and love is a many splendored thing. It works in a lot of different ways.
Well, since he loved her, we don't see that she loved him.
You are correct. I'm gonna assume that was there. I don't know.
Do we get that word love with Yaakov and Rachel?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that we do that. We don't see that by Avram and Sarah, but they were long married before we get to see them in the story.
Yeah. Okay.
Now,
Lasuach, lasuach,
Lasuach Basadeh, that he goes to pray for his needs, and that's this level of a Yitzchak, and that Rivka sees him as one who prays. He serves Hashem through Avoda, and he needs his own, he needs Yitzchak in his own space in his own world.
and she
And that's
lets him be who he is. She
who
doesn't
he
try to
is.
make him a social animal.
That's true. And for those of us who will enjoy our hit bodhidut, I appreciate my wife for not forcing.
Yeah, it's a struggle for the wife, Danny, to let these type of men just be.
Well, we appreciate them.
Good. I hope Jack
Thank you.
too.
Is Jack also a hit to
Oh my God, yeah.
do kind guy?
Yeah. Okay, very nice.
Okay.
Let's do what was said.
I'll stop recording here.
It's interesting that he goes to that place where Hagar gets the, not where, not where
He doesn't go
Am
back to
Yisrael
Har,
gets.
right? He doesn't go back to Yerushalayim,
Right.
literally to Har Moriah. His Har Moriah is Basadeh, where Hagar was. So that probably needs to be unpacked in a lot of ways,
Yeah.
right? Because we have the sense that they're completely separate, but I mean, we see that Yishmael and Yitzchak both bury Abraham when he passes
Yeah.
away. Clearly, they're back together at this point in some sense.
Yeah. He misses her, probably. Like you called her
Yes.
his stepmother, which
Yes.
was.
And in fact, the way Rashi reads the end of the parsha after Sarah dies is that Abraham marries a keturah, and Rashi says that was Hagar. And Yitzchak brought Hagar back to Abraham.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? So
That's
clearly there
nice.
was still a relationship there. But like I
Yeah.
said, that, like I said, I think needs to be thought about a lot more, and I have much more
Yeah.
than that.